KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Hawks have arrested a man in Gauteng for making threats against President Cyril Ramaphosa. The 28-year-old, who's facing a charge of intimidation, is due to appear in court next week. Newswatch's Sandile Tsotsetsi reports.
Hawks officials say their crime against the state unit moved in on the suspect yesterday after they'd received complaints from the CEO of a company in Cape Town. The suspect allegedly sent a voice note to the woman earlier this month, threatening her family as well as Cape Town Mayor Jordan Hill Lewis. Hawks national spokesperson Thandi Mbambo says the reasons for the threats aren't yet known.
Threats were made against the president of South Africa. The suspect is currently being transported to Cape Town and is expected to appear in the Cape Town Magistrate Court on Monday.
Investigations are continuing. Andile Tsotsetsi, East Coast Radio News Watch.
A violence monitor in KZN says blaming the country's high crime rate on poverty is misleading and unfair to the poor. Mary De Haas has been reacting to comments made by President Cyril Ramaphosa after his visit to the White House this week. Following what had been a tense exchange with Donald Trump on the issue, Ramaphosa told reporters that poverty was a major contributor to violent crime in the country. De Haas says South Africa has a violent past, but oftentimes it's not the poor who initiate crime.
Poverty does not cause crime. It can facilitate it. A colleague of mine who sums up things very well, Professor Paul Lesulu, we discussed this and he said, well, the point about poverty is it allows people to be recruitable. You look at other African countries where the high levels of poverty, they don't have the high levels of crime we do. It's a historic problem.
She says organized crime is now a major concern.
It's about policing. It's about court. So this is a whitewash saying it's just poverty. It's much, much more complicated. We need a proper unit to address organized crime because if organized crime feeds ordinary crime, people stealing to feed their drug habit.
And Eskom says the power system has remained stable despite a cold front sweeping across parts of the country this week. The utility says it expects to return over 5,000 megawatts of generation capacity to service before Monday. Spokesperson Daphne Mokwena says emergency reserves are adequate to support increased demand during the winter period.
The unplanned capacity loss factor, which measures unplanned outages, stands at 28.50% for the financial year to date. As the winter season sets in, planned maintenance has gradually decreased, averaging 4,482 megawatts this week.
Here's a quick look at your temperatures for tomorrow. We've got sunshine and blue skies in KZN, Durban, Maritzburg, Ladysmith and Newcastle 22 degrees, Richards Bay going up to 25, Kokstad 20, Margate 23, 19 for the Berg. Morning sea swells are reaching 2 meters with sunrise at 20 to 7. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.